We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ed Shervinak joins us right now, professor of political science at UNO, my alma mater, to talk about what's going on with the traffic cameras in the city. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir. And you?
I'm doing fine.
So let's talk about these traffic cameras and what Mayor Cantrell's, I guess, thoughts were, what her expectations were, and what really is happening so far in the early days of the program.
Well, the traffic cameras was an issue that figured prominently in the mayoral campaign. She had promised to take all the cameras down. And then, you know, obviously then when she came to power, came into office, she compromised a bit and decided not to take all the cameras down and basically to leave the cameras up in the school zones and take many of the other cameras, not all, but many of the other cameras down. So the cameras that rake in the most money are still up there, and most of the school zones now have traffic cameras.
So they're saying for the same time in January, the revenue is down about 13%. 18% rather. She expected it to be 13 in terms of dollars. Could be about $4 million, I think, is what they're short in terms of what they thought they were going to lose. What does this mean? Do they have further cuts in whatever the city can do? There's no way politically she can think about putting cameras back up again, can she?
No, it would be very difficult politically to put the cameras back up. We've only seen this drop off for 1 month, and so it's hard to call it a trend. We really don't know what's going to happen. We need to get, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 months under our belt to see exactly what the percentage drop is. And then they'll have to make some decisions about how to make up that shortfall, whether they're going to shift some money in the budget or, issue some bonds and borrow the money. It's still up in the air.
So in terms of all the school zones, why did they not plan? Do you know why did they not plan on putting them all activating cameras in all of the school zones? Because it would seem to me like I don't know who could be against that.
Right. No, the university did a study last fall, and we asked about the traffic cameras, and 3/4 of the respondents say they agree about keeping the traffic cameras in the school zones. My understanding is that a number of high schools don't have the traffic cameras, and so that's probably what they'll do is begin more installing in some of the areas where the high schools are.
Thank you, Ed. Anything else you want to bring up about this or tell us?
It'll be interesting to see whether, you know, people do respond. I think you were right that people may try to change their driving habits as a result of the traffic cameras. Unfortunately, I just got a ticket last week, so I guess
you?
I haven't learned my lesson. Yeah.
In one of the areas where non-school zone where it still is?
No, it was a school zone. Right. They got me in a school zone.
But at the right time?
It was like 2:50, like right after it started, so I just wasn't thinking at that time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it was accurate, I guess, is what I'm asking.
According to them, according to what the ticket says, that's one of the things that upset people is that there's no due process here. In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty, but with the traffic cams, you're guilty until you can prove your innocence.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Ed Shervinak, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. So give me a call here. Let me know if you live here, if you work here, if you come in for business or you come in for pleasure. Has the limited number of traffic cameras, the fact that some of them have been taken down, has that changed the way you drive in Orleans Parish? It has not changed me, really, because I don't quite know where the cameras have been taken down and where they are. When it comes to school zones, you heard Ed Shervinak just now talk about slowing down or 5 minutes past the time that it was supposed to start. I don't take any chances at all. If I'm in a school zone in Orleans Parish, I get in the right lane, I do the 20, 25 miles an hour, whatever I'm supposed to do, because I don't want the trouble. It's just like we started talking about at 6 o'clock this morning. You're walking down the street. You see a couple of people approaching you. You don't, and even if you're strapped and carrying, I'm avoiding that because you know why? I don't need the trouble. I don't need the headaches with the lawyers. I don't have time to go back. And when it comes to cameras, to go back and appeal this, go to court, whatever. So I just want to know, has it changed the way you drive in New Orleans? And do you think it's a good idea to have cameras in all school zones? I got no problem with that at all, including high schools. However, they got to be accurate when it comes to time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.